to the ground.
Well, how do, folks? I'm Lloyd Perryman, and I want to say for all the sons of the pioneers, a great big Monday morning greeting from the lucky you to you. In fact, it's such a fine California morning, I'm going to stop this talking and get all the gang started singing. Fellas?
Everything's looking right and my heart feeling right. And the world is mine, the roundup time is over. Every cowboy I know, Curly, Slim, Jack, and Joe, they're feeling fine, the roundup time is over.
Hear the cowboys singing, they're a-feeling mighty gay. Roundup time is over and their cares are laid away. See the dogies milling with a brand new branded hide. They were born a year ago and that's why cowboys ride.
Everything's looking bright and my heart's feeling right. And the world is mine for roundup time is over. Every cowboy I know, Curly, Slim, Jack, and Joe, they're feeling fine for roundup time is over. That little doggie hurried to the pole. Guess he knows just how I feel. Spirits high, clear blue skies, so why should he be told that we out here, cowboys, life is real? Let the sun fill the sky, let the wild coyote try. Everything's in rhyme, roundup time. Roundup time is over on the
folks, and that was from the heart, because when roundup time is over, you really feel like doing some singing.
Why, you did double barrel knucklehead. What do you take me for, anyhow?
I'm not kidding, Shug. It's the absolute truth.
Why, just for 2 cents, I'd have been knocked out back and believe you, huh?
Shug, that's a fine way to start off the week, arguing with George.
Well, I can only take so much, Lloyd. But when George said...
Now, wait, just a minute, Wolves. You're getting hotter than a $2 pistol. Just what is this argument all about?
Well, Lloyd, I hate to say this, but that George is the darndest liar I ever heard. He's even worse than Elmer Summers, and that's a saying a lot.
Shug, what did he say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
Why, he's telling me that a hunk of meat, like from one of our steers, would maybe cost $5 in one of them eating places in Hollywood.
Well, I've got news for you, boy. That's right, it would.
It would?
Yeah, sure it would.
Well, I'll ride a goat through an acre of sand side saddle. I didn't know that.
And furthermore, Shug, I said that a bag of Planters salted peanuts costs just a nickel.
Now, just a cat-haired minute. We was talking about the beef steak.
That's right, Shug, and I was saying that folks can't afford to eat steak as often as they'd like to these days, and that's why it's a good idea to get the peanut-eating habit, the Planters peanut habit. You know, friends, peanuts are one of nature's richest protein foods, the same kind of proteins you get from meat. They're regular little storehouses of health and energy, and that's why they're such a wonderful food for children. And the very best peanuts money can buy cost just a nickel. Yes, everybody knows that the picture of Mr. Peanut, Planter's famous trademark on that bag, means that the peanuts inside are extra good. Why, they're the biggest, plumpest peanuts in the crop, roasted and toasted in that special Planter's way. So, for the biggest bargain in good eating that a nickel ever bought, how about picking up several packs of Planter's salted peanuts today? At school or on the job, at home or on the go, remember, Planter's is the word for peanuts. For peanut oil and peanut butter.
Now, Shug, are you convinced?
I sure am. And then, George, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right, Shug.
Hey, wait a minute, Shug. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Well, I only have to be hit over the head about a half a dozen times with this, tick of wood. To figure out what to do.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going out, round up all our steers and drive them into Hollywood, sell them for $5 a hunk and buy a whole carload of peanuts.
That's not a bad idea. And if you'll hold your horses just a few minutes while we'll all help.
I don't need no help.
Well, maybe not, but we do.
Why?
Well, because Ken Curtis is going to sing and that bull fiddle of yours might get lonesome without you.
Well, why didn't you say so? Sing, Kenneth. I'll be right behind you.
Out in the hoot, owl toots his tulu to the wail of the Nipwick hen. And the ching-pong chirps on a chilly night. It's mighty lonesome then. And it's lonesome when the wintry wind howls through the jackpine boughs. Boy, you don't know what lonesome is until you get to herding cows.
Do me on, but do.
Well, the ordinary feller gets off on a Saturday night, and he gets a chance to see his pals, which ain't no more than right. But when the rope and the saddle is your life, there's no time to carouse. Boy, you don't know what lonesome is until you get to herding cows.
Do me on, but do. All alone by
ladies and gentlemen. Say, by the way, about three or four months back, we had the pleasure of recording that very same tune with a wonderful guy by the name of Perry Como. So if any of you'd like to find it, I imagine you can find it around somewhere.
Say, Lloyd.
Plug. Mm-hmm, Ken.
If nobody minds, I'd like to take a minute right now to thank our listeners out along the Lucky You line for their fine letter.
Well, you go right ahead, boy.
Well, the first thing I want to thank them for is their inspirational thoughts. The ones you folks have sent in have been, well, about the only word I can think of is uplifting. At least I know, speaking for myself, they've given me a lot of things to think about.
Well, that's just about the way we all feel, Ken.
And while I'm making a speech, Lloyd, I want to thank the folks, too, for writing in about their neighbors who have done those good deeds. It's been a real pleasure to give away an acre of our Lucky You land every day to one of those unselfish persons. Well, I guess that's about all I wanted to get off my chest, Lloyd, except to say, keep those letters coming in. Just address them to the Lucky You Ranch in care of ABC Hollywood. We won't miss reading of one of them, I guarantee you.
Well, that's for sure, Ken. In fact, I have today's gold deed letter right here, and I can't think of a better time to read it and award our acre of Lucky You than right now. Folks, today's letter was postmarked Nice, California. That's a little town way up near the top of this long old state of ours. It says, "Dear Lucky You Ranchers, I've been listening to your program ever since the first day, and I think it's wonderful. I also want to tell you about a wonderful guy that's done so much good in this community up here in Lake County. His name is Charles Buss Newman, and his good deeds are known all over the county. 2 years ago, he started a little band that he calls the Bartlett Mountaineers. With his small band, Bus has made hundreds of dollars for benefits, paying church debts and for building funds on community club buildings. He works tirelessly, and anytime anyone wants to put something over for charity, they always go to Bus to make it come out a big success. I'm sure you would agree he should have a gold deed if you only knew him as we do. His address is Box 201, Nice, California. The letter is signed Hazel Caperton, also of Nice.
Thanks, Lloyd. Mr. Buzz Newman sounds like he would make a wonderful neighbor out here on the Lucky U. It's our pleasure to award you our gold deed to an acre of California land for your many good deeds. Also to you, Bus, and to you, Miss Caperton, and of course you Bartlett Mountaineers, here's a Sons of the Pioneers salute.
Cowboy, up on your pony, singing ho. Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing ho.
Kind of tune the cowboys like to sing to themselves when they're riding trail or moving a big herd across the prairie.
Do you think I could ever ride with you fellows when taking a herd to market?
Well, you'd be welcome, Betty, but it gets pretty rugged sometimes. You're up at dawn in the saddle and riding before most folks have their first cup of coffee.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. In fact, it's one reason I came out to the West, to do all those exciting things.
Well, I guess they don't do things like that in the big city where you come from.
No. But I've heard stories about it and read about it all my life.
Well, then there's only one thing to do. The next time we're moving the herd, we'll have to sign you on as a Lucky U hand.
Okay, that's a promise.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Ken. Say, how's Tommy feeling? I heard he wasn't so good. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He just wandered away.
Oh, I think he just talked too much Sunday after church.
Talked too much? Huh? He may have got dizzy from the nodding his head, but he didn't talk too much.
Well, I have to see him. There might be something I can do for him.
Well, he'll be back in a minute, Betty. We told him to take it easy this morning.
Say, Betty.
Yes, Ken?
I've been practicing a song.
You have?
Mm-hmm. It's called Waltz of the Roses.
That's a pretty title.
I thought you might like it. Would you like to hear me sing it?
Oh, I'd love to, Ken, but can you wait just a minute?
Sure, Betty, but why?
Because here comes Tommy, and he might hold my hand while you're singing.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured.
Play the waltz of the roses, Turn the lights way down low. Hold your sweetheart and tell her what she's wanting to know. Tell her how much you love her. Tell her now while you may. Many hearts have been broken, many tears have been shed over true words unspoken, little things left unsaid. Pledge your love to your darling, true as heaven above. Let the waltz of the roses melt your hearts into love. Melt your hearts into love. Melt your hearts into love.
That's a beautiful song, Ken. Don't you think so, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry you're feeling bad, Tommy. Is there anything I can do?
Well,
Well, if there is, you be sure and tell me, won't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's nice to be needed.
Well, if this conversation keeps up, I'm going to be needed 40 miles from here. Let's get something moving. Never heard nothing like it. Now, I just happen to have a song that I wrote along. The name of it is "The Blues Keep Following Me." And if you fellas are ready, we can do it right now. Well, maybe in 5 minutes. This afternoon. Tonight. Sometime this year. Well, why in the cat hair don't you sing a song, Betty?
Well, thank you, Sugar. I'd like to. The wedding bells rang out last night for you and me. The things I dreamed about are now reality. This is our first breakfast together here in our cozy nook. And each time I take a look, I'm glad you're the one I took. If I can love you in the morning, when you're sleepy-eyed and yawning, imagine how I love you at night. Your hair is kind of messy, but your arms are so caressy. To me, you're still the prettiest sight. You're lovely as can be, and may I remark, your kisses taste as sweet as they did in the dark. If I can love you in the morning, when you're sleepy-eyed and yawning, imagine how I love you tonight. You're lovely as can be, and may I remark, your kisses taste as sweet as
as they did in the dark. If I can love you in the morning when you're sleepy-eyed and yawning, imagine how I love you at night.
If they'd had school teachers like you when I was a kid, they'd have had to burn the place down to get me out. That is awful, nice, Betty.
Well, thank you, Lloyd.
Hello, gang. Sorry I'm late.
Well, hello, Carlos. Where you been, anyhow?
Well, I stopped by the Edwards for a minute. They're sure pleased with the job you all did Saturday.
You mean the new barn's still standing?
You bet it is, and looks fine, too.
Well, I'm glad. I wasn't sure how our paint job would look, being that it got dark before we finished.
Well, don't worry about that, Lloyd. That red is pretty as a pinto pony. But I wonder if you'd mind if I answered a request.
A request?
Yes, it's for the Willards. They'd like to hear me play my new electric guitar.
The Willards? They don't have a radio.
Oh, yes, they do, Lloyd. That is, I think they do.
That's what happened to the radio we had in the bunkhouse there.
Well, we still have the one in the house. Nobody listens to the old one anyway.
Well, yeah, but I guess we're going to keep playing, keep anything around here while we'd better nail it down. Play the request for the Willards, Carl. Go right ahead.
Guitar, Carl, but it sure makes nice music. And say, while I think of it, what happened to you after church yesterday?
Oh, nothing. Well, that is, I just wanted to get away and think about a couple of things.
I know. Carl, now, there's only one thing I'd like to ask. Whatever idea you have cooking in the back of your mind, will you please let us know about it before it's all set up?
Why, of course I will, Ken.
And if it's got anything to do with Christmas, I'm going hunting right now for some four-legged turkeys.
Oh, don't worry, Shug. It is a thought I have about Christmas, but I haven't quite figured it out yet. However, I promise whenever it happens, you'll get a drumstick for your Christmas dinner.
Well, all right. I can wait then until you tell us about what the other idea is.
Say, Carl, your brother's been pretty busy, too. He found a fine thought in the mail for today.
Well, good. What is it, Hugh?
Well, I'll read it to you. It's from a Mr. Shuttleworth who lives in southern Utah. And it's one to really be thankful about, I think, and this is what he says. He says, I'm just a plain old dirt farmer out here in southern Utah without too much education. But I know how to grow a good crop, and I've heard it said that there are some people in this world with a whole lot of education, that who says there isn't any God? They say that everything is just made out of chemical elements like carbon and nitrogen, and that the scientists can make those elements in the laboratory. Well, anyone who has planted those little seeds in the ground at planting time and watched the young roots come out of the ground, pardon me, just bursting with life, knows there is a God. Those scientists may be able to make those chemicals, but they can't make them live. No one but God can give life. It doesn't make much difference what, particularly the way you recognize his presence, just so long as we all realize that he is ever with us. And there is no better place to do this than out here where one can witness his hand at work every day. He feeds us and he clothes us. So let's not forget to thank him every day.
Well, you know, Hugh, when it's put as simply as that, it's pretty hard to dispute. Thank you, Mr. Shuttleworth, for sending along that thought. It's one that we can particularly understand out here away from the city on the lucky you. We hope that you're listening because we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute to you.
To make tiny pools of shadow around the far side of the bunkhouse, which means it's time once more to get back to ranching. They wonder what Carl does have in mind this time. Well, whatever it is, you can bet your bottom dollar a lot of folks will be made mighty happy by it. And if it does concern Christmas, well, he'll let the boys know soon enough. Because it's hard to believe that wonderful day is less than a month off. And so until tomorrow, this same time, to the Sons of the Pioneers, old Tex Messina, and of course a pretty schoolmarm, Betty Taylor, is George Putnam saying so long and be lucky, you.
This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.